The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
Having some time of silent meditation, traditional internal meditation. Always provides the opportunity to touch the potential for simplicity. And of course, we know that whatever is complicated, we're making it up, which we're very good at. But to be able to remember the qualities of mindfulness as it presents itself in the silence and in the non-stirring that often comes up with other people. But I hope you've been also touching that in practice with another, while there are certain challenges to, let's say, your concentration or steadiness of mind, there's also a lot of opportunity when it comes to, at the very least, knowing the kinds of reactions, personality constructs, desires and fears that individually may not be elicited, but in front of another may be. Just as certain fears are elicited individually that aren't elicited relationally. But I think it goes a lot deeper than that. The potential of relational practice to actually amplify the mindfulness, to strengthen the concentration, and to really bring a quality of investigation and a steadiness, a consistency of that right effort, that consistent effort to know things as they are. Perhaps you've seen that. So we've spent, you know, a couple of days learning something about this practice. You know, how do I maybe bring these meditative qualities, cultivate them while I'm with another? And there are no more guidelines to receive. It's just to practice. So we've created a kind of a field of practice in our own hearts, our own minds, and then, of course, relationally and as a small community, temporary community. We've been fertilized the field with these meditative qualities. And we can see what might ripen when we plant in that field the wisdom, the guidance of the Dhamma, of perhaps some voice that says, let's look over here right now. The same way you might look at the breath, or you might look at your walking, or you might investigate something about impermanence. You can investigate present moment experience with the guidance of wisdom. Look over here, check this out. And then in this between, this powerful or potentially powerful between of relational practice, you see what you see. So I'd like to invite you now into meditation. We'll go again now with groups of two. And I'll be offering a contemplation, and I'll remind you of some of the guidelines, the meditation instructions. But really, it's up to you to balance your practice yourself. If you see, for example, that the mind is running away with, you know, with you, either running away in conceptual thought, which would be very understandable, running away in the pleasure of emotion, or running away in aversion, whatever kind of running away the mind does, be smart. Engage the pause mercilessly. Really stop. If you find that there's gripping and tension, you find that there's a aversion to experience or to another person or to a topic, engage, relax, and see what happens when you bring the intentionality of receiving to just this. So you be smart about it. If you find, and this is very common, especially among people who have, you know, well-established traditional silent practice, taking the platform of ease or calm or mindfulness established in your practice, and then as soon as the, you know, the allure kicks in of the internal, and practice gets very intra-personal, even if you're sitting with another person. Or perhaps if you were sitting with a whole group, or if you were in a group of four. Okay. But where's open? Right? So you can be aware of that tendency, that road that you know what it is, and invite, pause, relax, open, and see what the experience might yield in that moment. And for sure, there are times when settling internally is completely, totally the right thing. Practice becomes dull, rigid, predictable, the mind stiff. Try, see if you can locate, touch, trust emergence, just to touch that moment of unknowing, to bring yourself to the edge where you really are anyway, you just don't know it. The edge, the unfolding edge of life, this is it. There's all this, now there's this, right? This quality of the arising. And if you feel courageous, you can see if you notice the vanishing. And I hope that you've come to a healthy respect for the power of habitual speaking and habitual listening. So whenever you happen to detect that, and I recommend that you actively look for it until it becomes so obvious every time it rears its ugly head that you know it. Really look for it. And touch what you've touched and speak the truth. When this kind of motoric speech, this pushing forth of tanha, of craving that pushes forward speech to get and give and have and do, pause reveals the possibility of speaking the truth, of touching, oh, wait a minute. I have no idea how speech even happens, really, to enter that place of, oh, here it is. Here's meditation. And listening deeply, if the person in front of you seems to be talking and you're like, they're really kind of far away, or your mind is just, you know, filmed over, What does listen deeply bring to you? So you develop a balanced practice, just as you would, let's say, in traditional practice, balance the spiritual faculties or whatever kind of things you do to balance practice. Between sitting and walking, whatever, it's like that. And then, you know, the what might be known, what might unfold, what might let go, can happen of its own accord. No worries. No worries, that is, if you don't mind your life being completely disrupted by being more awake. It is disruptive, you know. In the best possible way. It's disruptive of patterns that hold suffering in place. So let's practice.